his runs again. The slalom king. Bale again. Oh! Unbelievable! How good is this guy?
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, Patreons. Happy Thursday. Quiz day. And if you're in America, congratulations to Joe Biden for defeating Donald Trump in the election.
You've taken a fucking chance there, haven't you?
We're pre-recording on Tuesday, which means we have no idea who's won the election in America. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say congratulations to Joe Biden.
I got nothing to say.
I'm excited. We're talking about teammates of Gareth Bale.
Yeah, as somebody put on Slack channel, because I obviously put the schedule on the general Slack channel for the week every Sunday night. I forget who said it, but someone said James is obviously very fucking excited that Bale just scored for Tottenham. So yes, this quiz is based, it's something I've been wanting to do for a while, the idea of basically reading you a statement about a player and they are linked to another player. So all the answers in this case, I'm going to read you a statement.
There's 20 questions.
20 questions per usual. One answer for each question. Each of these players has been a teammate of Gareth Bale's, either at club or international level. Nothing Mickey Mouse like Southampton youth team or anything like that. He's played first
Saints,
team football.
Spurs, Madrid.
It's not a huge amount of teams to choose from. So, no.
And Wales.
I could have picked something a bit more difficult like Marcus Bent teammates or something. We might do that in the future.
Okay.
But these will all be teammates of Gareth, who I should have called my child after. But Harry will do, as long as he stays and breaks Jimmy Greaves' Tottenham Hotspur's goalscoring record. Anyway, are you ready, sir?
Very.
Okay.
I'm going for 6.
I'm not sure if this is easy or hard.
We'll soon find out.
I think some of the patrons will score very high.
Okay. Some of them are very clever bastards.
Some of them are not. Question one.
Sorry, patrons.
I'm not. Question one. They ain't going to leave. It's the start of the month.
True.
Why do you think I called the Q&A this week? I called it unsubscribe. First podcast of the month. You're right. Question one. This player has played 299 games as Gareth Bale's teammate. 100 games more than any other player. This player has played 299 games as Gareth Bale's teammate. 100 games more than any other player. And obviously you include Wales as part of, you know, friendlies, qualifiers, all that shit.
Mate, he hasn't got 299 caps.
I'm not saying... Yeah, but he might have played 250 games with him at club level or something as well. I'm not saying the answer to this is a Welsh player. I'm just clarifying the question.
Nah.
It's just wrote down a first name and crossed it out.
Right, okay, change of plan. I've got another name down though.
Question two.
Yep.
This fullback is Wales' most capped player and was a teammate of Bale's at club level.
Ever.
This fullback is Wales' most capped player ever and was a teammate of Bale's at club level. Want three?
Yeah.
Question three.
Yep.
This player assisted Bale's only goal at Wembley, having scored against him in a Champions League quarterfinal the previous season. this player assisted Bale's only goal at Wembley, having scored against him in a Champions League quarterfinal the previous season. That's not easy. And I know it. I mean, obviously I know it.
Okay.
Question player. What the fuck? Question four. This player recently scored his 300th club career goal in Scotland. Let me clarify that. This player scored his 300th club career goal recently in the Scottish Premier League. Not all of those goals were scored in the Scottish Premier League, but he recently scored his 300th club career goal.
Okay.
Question five. This player was with Bale at Tottenham and also played in the Premier League for Aston Villa, Blackburn Rovers, and Liverpool. This player was with Bale at Tottenham and also played in the Premier League for Aston Villa, Blackburn Rovers, and Liverpool.
Okay.
Question six. This player has played for Real Madrid since signing from Lyon in 2009.
Alrighty.
Question seven. This player was the last former club teammate of Gareth Bale to score in the Premier League. This player was the last former club teammate of Gareth Bale to score in the Premier League.
So, when Bale was in the Premier League, so I'm confused with that question.
So, this player,
yeah,
was the last former club teammate of Gareth Bale. Right, he's, yeah, not a teammate now. Who most recently scored a goal in the Premier League.
Okay, got it.
Make sense?
It does.
This player was the last former club teammate of Gareth Bale to most recently score in the Premier League.
Former teammate. Okay.
Don't let him fool you. Question eight. This current Sheffield United player was a teammate at Southampton. This current Sheffield United player was a teammate at Southampton.
All right.
Question nine. This former teammate was playing for Brighton against Bale when he scored on Sunday.
This former teammate
was playing for Brighton against Bale when he scored on Sunday.
So they were in the Brighton team, but used to be a teammate of Bale's.
You got it, yo. Question 10. This player made two appearances with Bale, 4 years apart, and finished his playing career at Hull City. This player made two appearances with Bale, 4 years apart, and finished his playing career at Hull City. Question 11.
Mm-hmm.
This Crystal Palace player has played more minutes with Bale at international level than anyone else. This Crystal Palace player has played more minutes with Bale at international level than anyone else.
Current Crystal Palace player?
Yep.
That's a good question. Who's Welsh in the Palace team right now?
I should be making no further comment at this time. Other than... Question 12. This player is currently a goalkeeper at Paris Saint-Germain. This player is currently a goalkeeper at Paris Saint-Germain. Paris Saint-Germain, PSG.
Okay.
Question 13. This player, who last played in the Premier League for Watford, was bought by Sunderland in 2015, despite his agent saying 7 years earlier he wouldn't join Sunderland even if there was an earthquake. Question 13. This player, who last played in the Premier League for Watford, was bought by Sunderland in 2015, despite his agent saying 7 years earlier he wouldn't join Sunderland even if there was an earthquake.
No idea.
It's not helpful then, is it?
No.
Question 14. This player gave up his number 11 shirt at Tottenham for Bale in 2012. This player gave up his number 11 shirt for Bale in 2012. At Tottenham. Question 15. This teammate scored one and assisted another against Bale in the Euro 2016 semi-final. This teammate scored one and assisted another against Bale in the Euro 2016 semi-final.
Okay.
Question 16. This former Everton and Fulham player also played with Bale at club and international level. This former Everton and Fulham player also played with Bale at club and international level.
Everton and Fulham.
Yeah. And Wales and the club.
Okay.
Question 17. This member of France's 2018 World Cup winning squad was a teammate of Bale's at the time. This member of France's 2018 World Cup winning squad was a teammate of Bale's at the time. Question 18. This player is the current number 8 at Tottenham's Game Week 8 opponents. Question 18. This player is the current number 8 at Tottenham's Game Week 8 opponents.
Okay.
Question 19. This player assisted Bale's incredible overhead kick goal in the Champions League final against Liverpool. This player assisted Bale's incredible overhead kick goal in the Champions League final against Liverpool. And question 20. This player shared the golden boot with Carlos Tevez in 2010-2011. Question 20. This player shared the golden boot with Carlos Tevez in 2010-2011.
Cool. I've definitely messed up my numbers a bit here, James, but it's okay. We'll figure it out.
I don't know how you managed to do that.
Because I don't leave a blank sometimes when I don't know the answer.
Okay. I'll have a sip of water and I'll repeat all these.
Yeah, I need a repetition on some of these.
What, like all 20?
Probably 15.
Question one. This player has played 299 games as Gareth Bale's teammate, 100 games more than any other player. Two, this fullback is Wales' most capped player and was a teammate of Bale's at club level. Three, this player assisted Bale's only goal at Wembley, having scored against him in a Champions League quarter-final the previous season. Four, this player scored his 300th club career goal recently in Scotland. Five, this player was with Bale at Tottenham and also played in the Premier League for Aston Villa, Blackburn Rovers and Liverpool. Six, this player has played for Real Madrid since signing from Lyon in 2009. Seven, this player was the last former club teammate of Gareth Bale to score in the Premier League most recently. Eight, this current Sheffield United player was a teammate at Southampton. Nine, this former teammate was playing for Brighton against Bale when he scored on Sunday. Ten, this player made two appearances with Bale 4 years apart and finished his playing career at Hull City. 11, this Crystal Palace player has played more minutes with Bale international level than anyone else. 12, this player is currently a goalkeeper at Paris Saint-Germain. 13. This player, who last played in the Premier League for Watford, was bought by Sunderland in 2015, despite his agent saying 7 years earlier he wouldn't join Sunderland even if there was an earthquake. 14. This player gave up his number 11 shirt at Tottenham for Bale in 2012. 15. This teammate scored one and assisted another against Bale in the Euro 2016 semi-final. 16. This former Everton and Fulham player also played with Bale at club and international level. 17. This member of France's 2018 World Cup winning squad was a teammate of Bale's at the time. 18. This player is the current number 8 at Tottenham's Game Week 8 opponents. 19. This player assisted Bale's incredible overhead kick goal in the Champions League final against Liverpool. 20. This player shared the golden boot with Carlos Tevez in 2010-2011. And having just read them questions back, I feel like there might be a mistake.
Which one?
I'll let you know if there's a mistake first. I'm just Googling something, do you know what I mean? Actually, I'm not. I'm fucking Wikipedia on it, am I? Yeah. Error.
Tell me.
I don't know why I didn't notice that earlier. Question 16. Was not a club mate of Bale's at club level. So this former Everton and Fulham player also played with Bale at international level, let's say, and also played for one of his former clubs.
It's right, we know who it is.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do you want to do the answer first?
Nah. All right. We'll do them in order. I reckon six is on the cards here. But there's a few that I don't know whether they were Welsh or not. So I've had a stab.
Okay. It's worrying. Question one. Who has played more than 100 games more than anybody else as Gareth Bale's teammate?
At club level.
I didn't specify.
Well, no one's got 299 caps, let's put it that way.
It doesn't mean he didn't play 250 games with him at club level and another 50 for Wales, does it?
Yeah, but
it's not a Welshman.
I've gone with Real Madrid because that's where he spent the most of his career.
Yep.
And goalkeepers don't get rotated more than anywhere else, so yep. I've gone with Casillas.
Decent theory.
Incorrect.
What about a player played for Real Madrid and Tottenham?
Modric.
By miles, Luka Modric. Question two. Wales' most capped player, essentially.
Is it?
No, not Luka Modric, isn't it?
Ben Thatcher?
Ben Thatcher?
It's a fullback. You know Ben what? Someone.
Can you imagine Ben? How bad would it be to be Welsh for Ben Fasher to be your most
Who's
capped
the fullback?
Player?
I'm going to know who it is. It's on the.
It still plays. It's Chris Gunter.
What?
Who also played with Bale a few times at Tottenham.
Okay.
Question three. The player who assisted Bale's only goal to date at Wembley and also scored in a Champions League quarterfinal against him the previous season. What was your guess?
Blank.
Tough. Correct answer is Emmanuel Adebayor, who assisted Bale's goal in a 5-1 loss to Chelsea in the 2012 FA Cup semi-final. And also scored twice for Real Madrid against Tottenham in the Champions League quarterfinal the previous season. Question four. Which player recently scored his 300th club career goal in Scotland? And it's quite straightforward, I think.
Judas.
No, he doesn't play anymore, mate. He still thinks Phil Foden's right-footed.
Judas Defoe.
Correct answer is Jermaine Defoe. Oh,
correct, then.
If you like.
I'm not that bad with Jermaine Defoe. Like, a lot of West Ham fans really fucking hate him. I don't really hate him. But anyway, let's keep it moving. I'm on one. I'm off the mark.
He might be walking around the zero, but he's probably still better than Alaire, mate. Question five.
He's one of the best finishers in the last 20 years.
Brilliant.
So good. Clinical.
Question five. Which player was a teammate with Bale at Tottenham, also played for Villa, Blackburn and Liverpool?
Are they the only clubs he played for?
In the Premier League, yes.
Then I was trying to think Downing or Robinson, but I can't think of anyone.
Fucking hell, you ain't far off there with Robinson. It's a keeper.
Friedel.
He's going straight away. Brad Friedel is the correct answer.
Friedel.
Loved Brad till he got too old. Question six, quite a straightforward one. Who's been playing for Real Madrid since being bought from Lyon in 2009?
Is it straightforward?
Of course it is.
Well, I've got this answer for two different questions. I've also got it further down the field. Okay. So if it's not right here, I'm hoping it's right later. Benzema?
You're right on this occasion.
Okay.
Karim Benzema is the correct answer. Question seven. Which former teammate of Gareth Bale most recently scored in the Premier League?
I'm changing my answer. Andros Townsend?
Kyle Walker scored for Manchester City on Saturday at Sheffield United.
Fair play.
Question 8. Which current Sheffield United player was a teammate of Bale's at Southampton?
Jagielka?
It's David McGoldrick.
Oh, okay. How old is McGoldrick?
Old.
Yeah, I'm trying to find these next few questions. I'm trying to find old as hell players.
Do you know what? I don't mind your theory that you went for Jagielka there because of the age thing.
Age.
It just never played for Southampton. Question 9. This former teammate was playing for Brighton against Bale on Sunday.
Again, I've gone with age. Glenn Murray? I don't even know if he got on the pitch at the weekend.
No, Glenn Murray's on loan at Watford.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Brighton decided they didn't want to play a striker of any sort on
even
Sunday.
A 40-year-old one.
Correct answer. Also, former Southampton player is Adam Lallana.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
Question 10's a bit naughty. This player made two appearances with Bale 4 years apart and finished his playing career at Hull City.
I haven't got the foggiest. I mean, I've just got Jimmy Bullard or something.
Correct answer is Ryan Mason, who actually, if you search for it, has never played a minute with Bale. And the reason for that is that his two appearances 4 years apart during Bale's career at Tottenham were both as injury time substitutes. Both in the Europa League, one against NEC Nijmegen in 2007 and one against Lazio in 2011.
Thank you for that information that we will never use again.
And genuinely, Mason never played for Tottenham between those two appearances.
Wow.
Question 11. This Crystal Palace player has played more minutes with Bale at international level than anyone else.
I figured this one out in the end. Wayne Hennessy?
Yes, Wayne Hennessy. Correct answer. Question 12. Another straightforward one if you know it. Paris Saint-Germain goalkeeper.
It's I don't know who. Gomez?
No, it's Keylor Navas.
Okay.
Question 13. Which player most recently played in the Prem for Watford joined Sunderland in 2015 after his agent said he wouldn't join Sunderland even if there was an earthquake.
I haven't got a clue.
Awkward for Yunis Kabul.
Okay.
14. Which player gave up his number 11 shirt for Bale at Tottenham in 2012?
Ginola.
In 2012.
I have no fucking idea, mate. Yeah, well, I gotta get to five at least. That's not gonna help me. When did he leave?
Was Gareth Bale still was David Ginola still playing in 2012?
I can't remember. When did he leave?
David Ginola left Tottenham in 2000.
Oh, fair play. He still looks like he's fit enough to be able to play.
Number 14 as well.
Number 11.
David Ginola is no. Correct answer is Rafa van der Vaart, who gave up his number.
VVV.
Actually went to change to number 10 and played in it once, and then AVB sold him. He's not the only player I can think of who changed from 11 to 10 and it didn't quite work out. Not there to Mesut Ozil for you. Question 15. Which teammate scored and assisted against Bale in the Euro 2016 semi-final?
It's going to be Ronaldo then.
It is Cristiano Ronaldo, of course. Yep.
Yeah.
Scored and assisted Portugal's two goals against Wales.
We made it.
16. What's the answer then?
Simon Davis.
Simon Davis is the former Everton and Fulham player who partnered Bale at international level and also played for one of his former clubs, Tottenham Hotspur. Question 17.
He's not Karim Benzema.
They do not like him in France. Something to do with the old Valbuena sex tape thing and all that shit, wasn't it?
Okay.
I think.
I don't know.
One of the patrons will tell you better than I will. Just Perfect. Tag Serge and let him know.
Just send me the tape.
And he'll...
Just send me the tape.
One of them's probably got it as well. I'll tell you what, this guy's probably got a much bigger dick than Valbuena, who's a midget, really. Correct answer is...
Is it Thuram? Nah. He's old as well. Fucking hell. It's not him. It's a defender. It's got to be.
It's 2018, not 1998,
2018,
mate.
World Cup winning squad. Played with Bale. Who's French at Madrid?
Centre half. Very good.
Yeah.
No? They're all screaming it. You know that.
Yeah.
Raphael Varane.
Okay.
The disappointment in your voice was... Like, I would have sat here all day and I wouldn't have got that, James.
I would have sat here all day and not cared. I've got five. I just need to get six. And I reckon I could get seven. I reckon I've got the next one.
Okay. Question 18. This player is the current number 8 at Tottenham's Game Week 8 opponents.
Livermore?
Jake Livermore is the correct answer. Yeah, baby.
I've got six. It's fine.
Question 19. Who assisted Bale's overhead kick goal in the Champions League final against Liverpool?
No idea. Marcel?
Marcelo is the correct answer. I'll let you have that. I don't know. I don't know who Marcel is. Was he the Wolves wing back who suffers
That's
with permanent injury? Question 20. Who shared the golden boot with Carlos Tevez in 2010-11? I think you got this one.
Berbatov.
As well. It is Dimitar Berbatov is the correct answer. I think you got seven, Serge. Or did you get eight?
Eight.
Well done. That's not too bad. Because then there's players in there you've apparently never heard of, which is concerning.
The ones I got, I was quite impressed with. The ones that I didn't get, you know, it wouldn't be a quiz if I didn't put a dumb answer in somewhere. But yeah, a few decent ones. I think had I not got Modric further down, I could have possibly put him for number one or what have you.
Modric is blindingly obvious in hindsight, isn't it?
Yeah, considering he was at both clubs. But then, to be fair, by the time Modric had gone to Madrid, playing that much?
Well, Modric only went to Madrid the year before Bale.
Okay, fine.
So they played for Tottenham together between...
So Bale went before Modric, didn't he?
No, Modric went first.
Modric went
in 2012. So
Modric has been there a long time. I feel like he didn't go that long ago.
Yeah, he's been at Madrid for over 8 years now.
Wow.
What a player.
What a haircut.
It doesn't matter. Rat face, I used to call him, even when he was brilliant for us. such an ugly bastard. Fuck me. He didn't play ugly. What a great player.
He's living the life now that he's had Sergio Ramos's baby.
Do you know what? It's interesting, actually, that... What did you just say?
Now that he's had Sergio Ramos's baby.
What, Luka Modric has Sergio Ramos's baby?
Don't tell me you've never seen that picture.
No. Is Ramos's baby pretty ugly?
No. I'm going to dig this out in a second.
I'll explain what I was going to say. Was the point that basically between 2012 and 2016, Tottenham really struggled in midfield between Modric and Dembele basically finally being able to take the mantle on. And obviously Tottenham have now struggled in midfield for a couple of years as Moussa Dembele's moved on. Hopefully it won't take us another couple of years to find a replacement. Sitting here thinking at the moment that Thomas Partey would have probably been fucking perfect for us. But anyway, we won't go there. And this is a Patreon pod, so don't share that comment with anyone else because it will make Arsenal fans way too happy. You're still fucking shit, Gooners, just so you know. And I'm just wasting time at the moment while Sid finds this all-important picture.
It's pretty important picture. I need to remember who sent it to me and in which of my million WhatsApp groups is it in. And if not, then we'll have to go offline, find it, and you're going to have to comment on it next time we
All right. Differential show on Friday. I'll be commenting on Sergio Ramos's baby. It could be the end for Planet FPL.
Ramos Modric baby. We're going to just have one quick search on Twitter, and this picture's going to come up.
Is it though?
Yes.
Come on, show me this shit.
Why does Luka Modric look like he's just had Sergio Ramos's baby?
Okay, it's not actually a picture of a baby.
No. But this picture was doing the rounds and everyone was confused as to why it looks like Modric has just had Ramos's baby.
I mean, Modric does look like a really ugly woman now.
It's wrong in so many ways.
Search it on the internet. Do you know what? If you don't find it, guys, you're not missing out on anything, and you might find something that you probably shouldn't, so maybe don't.
Stay safe. We're back at you tomorrow with the differential show. Lots to run down. We may even have enough news from all the press conferences and what have you to give you some mildly helpful FPO advice. Other than that, stay safe. Ciao for now.
Stream 8 p.m. YouTube tonight. Ciao for now. Cue music, please, man. Ciao. Messi, 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 Messi,